I reached Tuskegee early in June 1881. The first month I spent in finding accommodations for the school and traveling through the countryside, examining into the actual life of the people, and then talking to those who were for it and to those who were against it.
What do you think of our school, mister? Are you for it?
I'm against it.
So am I.
Hard enough to keep them in their places as it is.
Educated niggers. What'll that mean? Shiftless niggers sporting gold-headed canes and yellow shoes.
But you don't understand, mister. We don't want to learn to loaf. We want to learn to work, to help ourselves.
I'm for them.
So am I.
I say give them a chance.
But, Lord, a nigger running it? Any fool knows niggers won't take orders from other niggers?
Sure, it won't work. I think it will. But even if you're right, we'll know soon enough. I still say, let them try.
All right, you'll see.
Work together, children, don't you get weary. Work together, children, don't you get weary. Work together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Work together, children, don't you get weary.
Well, boys and girls, we've got a school, but no building to hold it in.
You can use that shanty down by the Methodist church.
The roof leaves. We'll haul the armball over teacher's head.
Work together, children, don't you get weary. Work together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Pupils, we've finally raised the last dollar of the $500 for that rundown farm. We've got a campus. But there's nothing except a broken-down hen house.
What's wrong with a hen house?
Most of us born raised, not much better.
Sure,
we'll go to school in one.
Work together, children, don't you get weary. Work together, children, don't you get weary. Work together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
The time has come when we must put up our first building. But we need bricks.
We'll make bricks.
What'll we use for straw?
We make them without straw.
We need wagons and carts for our farm.
I'm a wheelwright.
I'm a harness worker.
We'll need wagons and carts.
We need a place to sleep, beds and sheets and mattresses. We need a place to eat and a place to cook. We need a library, a place for our books and a chapel, a place to worship.
We'll build them. You know we're going to have
them. Build them all.
Willing hands, bless you. But even willing hands need money.
It ain't much, but here's 5 cents.
And here's 2 bits.
I'll give a cake sale.
I'll give a quill.
Washington, I was one of the white men in this town that was against you at first. I'll admit it.
Yes, sir.
But, well, I ain't so good at making speeches. I was wrong. I'll admit that, too. Could you use this load of lumber?
Thank you. Indeed we could.
Mr. Washington, I was just a poor woman. I'm born a slave.
Yes, Auntie.
But I ain't so ignorant I can't see what you're trying to do for my grandchildren. I can't give what I'd like to give, but could you use these 6 eggs?
Oh, ma'am, those 6 eggs are the finest gift we ever had.
Oh, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given when the love comes trickling down. Oh, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given when the love comes trickling down.
Assistance given to the weak makes the one who gives it strong. Oppression of the unfortunate makes one weak. There's something in human nature which always makes an individual recognize and reward merit, no matter under what color of skin merit is found. The actual sight of a first-class house that a Negro has built is 10 times more potent than pages of discussion about a house that he ought to build, or perhaps could build.
Ask and it shall be given when love comes trickling down.
There came a time as our work grew when I was compelled to spend a large proportion of my time away from the school in an effort to secure money to provide for the needs of our institution. I have never done what the world calls begging. I have proceeded on the principle that persons who possess sense enough to earn money have sense enough to know how to give it away.
Excuse me, Mr. Carnegie.
Yes, Barton?
That colored schoolmaster's here.
Colored? Oh, that man from Tuskegee Institute.
Yes, sir.
Well, don't keep him out there cold in his heels. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, good day, sir.
How do you do, Mr. Carnegie?
Well, sit down, won't you?
Thank you. I appreciate your giving me this opportunity to tell you about our problem.
You don't need to tell me about your problem. I know it. I've studied your annual report.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Washington, I'll be very glad to pay the bills for your library billing, as they're incurred, to the extent of $20,000.
Forgive me, Mr. Carnegie. I'm a little bit speechless. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, don't try. I'm glad of the chance to show the interest I have in your noble work.
Oh, brethren, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, tis the year of Jubilee. Oh, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, tis the year of Jubilee.
Do I remember the first time you came to see me, Mr. Washington?
I haven't forgotten it myself, Mr. Huntington.
Do you remember what I gave you that time?
Oh, yes, I have it registered in my receipt book. But I don't need the receipt book to remember it. $2.
$2?
Yes, sir, we bought 10 pin and nails with it.
You did? Well, this time I'm going to up the ante a little. I like the job you're doing. This time, it's $50,000. No, don't thank me or tell me how you're going to use it. If you need $50,000 worth of tenpenny nails, buy them.
Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder in the air of Jubilee.
Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder.
I now come to that one of the incidents in my life which seems to have excited the greatest amount of interest. I refer to something which happened in connection with the opening of that famous Southern Fair, the Atlanta Cotton States and International Exposition at Atlanta, Georgia, on September the 18th, 1895. Sometime before the expedition, as they told me about it later.
Well, looks as though everything's set. Except who makes the main address on opening day.
Always leave the hard problems to the last.
Are we open for nominations?
I reckon we are, Governor Bullard.
Now, this will shock some of you. I suggest we extend the invitation to a Negro.
Good Lord, are you out of your senses?
I don't think so.
A Negro open the Atlanta Exposition?
Why not?
But, Governor, think what this exposition means to us. The nation, the world will be watching. Our big chance to show what the South has done in the last 30 years. The one day of all days when we want our best foot forward.
Why remind me of that?
And why suggest having the affair opened by some Negro?
I didn't say some Negro. I said a Negro.
Who?
Booker T. Washington.
The school teacher at Tuskegee?
Right.
Well,
You talk of putting our best foot forward. What was the crying sore spot in the South 30 years ago? The Negro problem. You know what that man's done at Tuskegee? An institution worth more than $1 million, 1,400 students, 66 buildings, an educational plan to be proud of. And 15 years ago, he started from scratch.
He's done a job, all right.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't object to him because of any personal prejudice. But think of it from his viewpoint. But there'll be people here from everywhere. Northerners, Southerners, foreigners, other Negroes. How can he please them all? It's a tight spot.
Yeah, think of the mistakes he might make.
With one unwise phrase, he could set the Negro back a generation.
I know it's a gamble for him and for us. But if he's brave enough to do it, I think we ought to be brave enough to ask him.
Oh, every round goes higher and higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher in the year of Jubilee.
Rise, shine,
give God the glory, glory.
Rise, shine, give God the glory.
Is the year of Jubilee.
We must remember, 1/3 of the population of the South is of a Negro race. No enterprise seeking the material, civil, or moral welfare of this section can disregard this element of our population and reach the highest success. Our greatest danger is that in the great leap from slavery to freedom, we may overlook the fact that the masses of us shall prosper only in proportion as we learn to draw the line between the superficial and the substantial, the ornamental jewels of life and the useful. No race can prosper till it learns that there is as much dignity in tilling a field as in writing a poem.
Night press rates to the New York Times. Professor Booker T. Washington's address today was one of the most notable speeches ever delivered to a Southern audience. The speech is a platform upon which blacks and whites can stand with full justice to each other. Special dispatch to the Boston Transcript. The speech of Booker T. Washington at the Atlanta Exposition has dwarfed all other proceedings and the exposition itself. Telegraph desk, New York World. Not even Gladstone himself could have pleaded a cause with more consummate power than did this angular Negro standing in a nimbus of sunshine, surrounded by the men who once fought to keep his race in bondage.